Maricopa County has about 200 juveniles in detention or probation programs. Officials have been using different programs to encourage personal growth rather than treating the youth like criminals. KJZZ's Casey Kuhn reports on one such program, new community garden beds that are tended by the detained teenagers.
So when we cut, we're going to cut right there.
Where's yours at
right
on that,
by the edge?
Probation officer Wilbur Brown is guiding Precious, a detained youth, on how to properly put in drip irrigation on a just-built raised garden bed.
We're just fixing the piping. We're doing tubing right now.
Brown hands Precious a sharp-ended pipe-cutting tool to snip where the pipe ends at the garden wall.
I'm cutting right on the edge?
Yeah, right on the edge, okay?
All right.
Closer. There you go.
All right.
When she's done, the 14-year-old asks another adult supervisor to take her cutting shear. Precious says she's gardened before with her grandma.
She used to garden flowers and vegetables. She planted tomatoes, lettuce. She had like a salsa garden.
She's one of the dozen teenagers in red shirts that identify their status as low risk. That status gives them the chance to work in the yard outside the youth detention center southwest of downtown Phoenix. Precious wants to take what she learned to help build a water system back at her grandma's.
I learned what certain tools were used for. I learned a little bit about piping and putting things together and setting up hoses and stuff.
Both detained and paroled youth have a chance to literally reap the fruits of their labor on the 8 garden beds. Teenagers can do their mandated community service there. Some will earn $8 an hour to help repay victim restitution funds. Officer Brown says this program is a first in his 30 years as a probation officer.
This is completely unique to some of the things that the department is doing.
And that, he says, is due to the influence of Teresa Shupp as chief of staff for the Juvenile Probation Department. Shupp says a scene like the one earlier, where a detained youth was using a sharp tool close to an officer, was unthinkable even a few years ago.
It was deemed risky for them to be actually gardening out there with tools.
That reasoning, Shupp says, delayed this project for years. Now it is happening with the help of the Maricopa County Cooperative Extension Program through the University of Arizona. Co-op Extension Master Gardener Yvonne Cooper says she was there for the program's inception.
Gardening was kind of at the top of the list on everybody's favorite things to do. So as the program coordinator for the Master Gardeners, I was delighted.
Deputy Chief Probation Officer Michaela Aguilar-Heslin helped make the idea a reality.
We had envisioned the gardens as an activity for them to be able to get outside, really commune with nature, to just learn, and then to have that interaction with adults.
The average detention is about 20 days. Aguilar-Heslin says rather than treating the kids like criminals, she wants to show them what it means to be in a caring, responsible environment.
I feel like if we show them that we trust them, that they're going to act like they're trusted people.
Nationally, juvenile delinquency rates are dropping, Shupp says. The same is true in Maricopa County. In the late 90s, detention facilities held more than 500 youth on average. Now they average less than half that. Shupp says treating teenagers like hardened criminals may be counterproductive when the simple act of getting caught can be its own deterrent.
Most kids commit an offense and are caught, and that's enough for them.
Shupp says she came back to help lead the Juvenile Probation Department in 2014. She wanted to give teenagers in the county's care more opportunities to reflect that attitude shift. Shupp says any worries about allowing detained youth sharp tools were quickly put to rest.
Nobody gave it a second thought because everybody is focused on the project and treating each other just like they would treat their family. And that does my heart such good.
The plan is for the freshly grown produce, like broccoli and lettuce, to be harvested by the next group of detained youth to cook and eat together, too. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, Phoenix.